Ew!
Are we going to be selling these scarves, by the way, they gave us?
I don't know, but they're
nice. I mean, like us on eBay. Dutch, are we giving these away? Or are these just for on-air personalities?
They're nice.
Yeah, I mean, because listeners are going to want this when they see it.
Yes,
we
they
have
are.
Custom-made 92.9 The Game Atlanta United scarves that they just brought out here. Can we just take half this money and buy one billboard for Dukes and Bell?
That's all
but
I'm
anyway,
saying.
Just one.
That's all I'm
but
saying.
But Darren Eels, the president of your Atlanta United, joins us.
A-T-L.
For our weekly visit. And we're going to pretend, just like we said to Conti last hour, that Saturday never happened.
And speaking of that, we're expecting a big crowd for Sunday's game.
Yeah, afternoon, guys. Yeah, it's the first game of the season on Sunday, so we're looking forward to it. We're going to have over 70,000 at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. So, again, I mean, a shout-out to our amazing fans, because everyone's now saying, well, it was the first year, you're not going to be able to repeat that. Hmm. And it's nice to just show it with game number one with a massive crowd.
Now, we've talked a lot this week about what – I mean, do you just simply, as we said to Mike in the 3 o'clock hour or 2 o'clock, whenever the hell Mike was on, do you just tip your cap to the fact that they had us like a blitzkrieg in the first 10 minutes?
Yeah, look, I mean, I've gotten through the ringer in this game. I think, look, you got to try and take the positives. And at first – you know, you struggle to find them, but it was away from home, which was one good thing. It was against a Western Conference team. But I think, look, the reality is there's a lot of hype around the team this year. You know, we're only a second-year team, but, you know, the game's not played on paper. And if you're 1% off your game in the MLS, you're going to come up, you know, against teams that will beat you. So, look, what can we take from it? We can take from it that you've got to have your A game for every match.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, the lads know that. They know that they're coming home now to play in front of a huge crowd. I mean, there were some positives. It was, you know, soccer's a strange game because you can have 4-0s and the reality is you take your chances. Well, we beat Houston 4-1 at home last year. It was pretty similar. We scored our three first chances and before you know it, it's a rout. And I think, you know, we just got discombobulated a little bit with the way that they scored those early goals and, you know, we just never got it back. And look, when Miggy misses that penalty, you just think there, if he scores there, right, this could be like Istanbul with Liverpool Champions League. We could have a comeback.
Yeah.
And then it just, you just deflated everybody when right, he missed that. So I think we chalk it down to one of those games. But I mean, look, no excuses now for Sunday. We're back home and it's a massive game for us.
Yeah, listen, and there's plenty of matches still left. We said there's 33 left. I'm not going to get carried away. It was disappointing to say the least. But I will ask you this, because I had friends that went to the match on against Houston, and they were saying that the Dynamo were excited to play the United. And I was kind of like, we didn't win the championship, but I think we have a target on our back because of the buzz around the league with what happened last year and then what we did in the offseason. Would you agree with that? Like, teams are like, okay, we're going to show you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think it was great celebration around the country, to be honest, when that scoreline came up at other teams' grounds. They'll have been quite happy because, you know, there is that feeling, I think, of, look, we were a little bit of the darlings because of the number of goals we scored, because we're mm-hmm. exciting, because we get crowds that no one else gets. So people are going to be up to play against us. Tata Martino's as a famous coach. I mean, the one thing I would say is I hadn't realized it till after the game, but the team that's won the MLS Cup the last 4 years didn't win their first game. So it might have been a masterful strategy from Tata.
But like I said, that's the
great
only
way to look at it.
Wait, that's why he's not just a president of the team. He knows marketing, Carl, for this thing. Darren Eels is with us, president of Atlanta United FC. And we'll be, of course, carrying the game on WAOK this week because we have a Hawks and United conflict. So you'll hear it on WAOK. But look for all our tents and all the pregame shenanigans as we'll be tailgating before the match. Yeah, as you said, Toronto lost too, so no skin off our back there. One quick question. Once we're losing the way we were, maybe a good time to see Andrew Carleton out there?
Yeah, look, I mean, it's an issue on this with a young player. So a young player, you want to put him in a chance to succeed. And I think, you know, 4-0 down in a game when, you know, we're struggling is probably not an ideal time to put the kid in. I think, you know, we were struggling on set pieces. Brandon Vazquez is, you know, a taller player. So I think that probably factored into the decision. And ultimately, you know, Brandon's only a 19-year-old American player as well. I think people forget that he's a youngster and it was, you know, valuable minutes for him. So I think, look, you've always got to be careful with youngsters. You always want them to succeed. So that's the key, I think, and probably that was at the back of Tata's mind as well.
Is there anything we can do because we are so fast and speedy on the attack, but we are a little undersized, that set pieces just seem to be our Achilles heel?
Yeah, look, I mean, look, that was a classic one though, where it was a short set piece that was taken, the goal they scored from, and I think that was what upset Tata the most. Was it wasn't so much that we didn't compete for the header, but they should never have allowed that short set piece to take place. And, you know, that's something that's, you know, the guys I know, you know, will be working on this week to make sure it doesn't happen on Sunday.
Darren Eels, our guest in studio, joining us, making his weekly visit with us here on Dukes and Bell. Atlanta United president Speaking of teams that pressure us, is that a concern? Because it seems like we've struggled with that, at least going back to the end of last season and then seeing what Houston was able to do. Or is it just, hey, beginning of the season, that's not going to be a concern?
No, I don't think so. I think, to be honest, if you look at the games we played, it's teams like DC that cause us more problems, who actually sit back and then try to counter. So,
right. You
know, Sunday's going to be an interesting one for us. You know, we know they've got the voodoo on us from last year where they won three times. So I think, you know, that's – I'm interested to see how we deal with that puzzle where, you know, they come out, they sit, you know, 11 men behind the ball, and how do we try and unlock them? I think that's going to be interesting to see how we cope this year, knowing what we know about them.
It is Darren Hills with us, guys, in studio. For guys that are new to soccer, where you been? But for guys that follow United, this is our usual time and place with Darren. He'll be joining us throughout the season right here, sometimes on the phone, hopefully mostly in studio, to talk about what's going on with United. More on the Falcons coming up in just a bit. What about Leandro Gonzalez-Pires, LGP? How's he doing? He was like a tackling dummy on Saturday.
Yeah, look, it wasn't one of his best games. I think he'd admit that. I mean, it seemed like everything he did, it just didn't come off. He's day-to-day, so, you know, we're hopeful that it's not going to be too bad and we'll get him back there. Mm-hmm. Look, he was one of our best defenders last year. And so, you know, we need him back. So fingers crossed we'll have him back for Sunday.
Your former team was on. We were watching it on ESPN. You follow them? You still follow them closely?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it's a big game for them as well. Juventus with a chance to get in the quarterfinals of the Champions League. And they got a great draw 2-2 in Turin. So they're in the box seat. So I think they're going to get through.
Yeah, for those who don't know, the Champions League, and there's really nothing to compare it to in the States other than if you had, Carl, like the Yankees playing the Tokyo Giants or the World Series champions of Mexico. It's only the champions, the best four in each league play. So it's really kind of cool. And that goes on during, concurrently with the regular, or in that case, EPL schedule.
Absolutely, and it's a classic game now. So it's Tottenham playing against Juventus, who are the sort of giants of Italy and champions of Italy. So it is fun to see when you have those teams from different countries competing.
Darren, I guess, you know, when you talk about, we always talk about the mental aspect of things in sports. All right, so you come off an L. It is early in the season. But how do you get the intensity up? How do you get, is it just a factor of being at home, guys coming out and seeing the crowd there? Or is something that Tata will say or preach this week leading up to this match?
Yeah, look, I think there's a few things. There's pride in your performance. So there's no doubt. I mean, you've had some of the guys on the station. You know, they know that it was a game to forget and a game that, you know, we don't want to see repeated. So they're fired up personally because they want to do their best. But, you know, one of the things that we're really fortunate about is how could you not get up for playing in front of 70,000 plus,
right,
you know, in your season opener in Mercedes-Benz Stadium, which has been, you know, a great venue for us in terms of the performances we put on last year. So, you know, we couldn't have wished for a better chance, and it's against DC. So, you know, it's another monkey to get off our back there,
right,
from last season. And look, we win that game and all of a sudden, you know, we're 1-1 and we're rolling.
Right.
So that's what I'm hoping is going to happen.
As we said, it has been, you know, we did score a lot of goals in the preseason. The preseason is everybody getting into fitness and being ready to, you know, play as a unit. We have guys like Miguel on the wing now. That's a different, you know, getting to know you type thing for number 10, isn't it?
Yeah, look, and I think the good thing from, you know, although we didn't score, we created chances. So it would have been a real worry if we weren't creating chances. But look, we had a penalty we should have scored, obviously. We missed that. Miguel had one in the first half where Joseph crossed it to him and, you know, he just had the goal to put it in. He just missed it. So we were creating chances. So I think that's a good thing for us.
Why, I was asking Mike earlier, why does Joseph not take – is Miguel just considered a better guy for that job?
Yeah, I mean, I think Miguel, they both took penalties last year. Miguel scored his in the regular season. And, you know, for whatever reason, Miguel had got the duties to take it. But you knew it wasn't going to be our day. When it hits the post, and normally on those sort of ones, they hit the post, then hit the keeper and bounce in, and it just missed – bouncing off the keeper's head.
Yeah. And when we were out at Sports and Social, everybody's like, oh!
Well,
that groan. Oh,
That was my reaction. Because Brad, and by the way, if Brad isn't making ridiculous saves, it might have been 6-0. The only thing that Brad, as you said, there was one where Brad probably should just let the ball go out of bounds.
Yeah.
Right? On the cross. On the, that's really going nowhere. And then every, you know, goalies have bad moments too. But, I mean, if Brad doesn't make some of those saves, it might have been even more embarrassing.
Yeah, look, I mean, Brad had a good game. I think, look, you're taking bright spots. Parkey came on. You know, he'd been injured, as you know, in preseason. He did well when he came on. So, you know, those are some of the straws that we're clutching to from the on-the-field performance.
Right. Hey, man, of course, we'll be out there on Sunday, the home opener against DC United. Then next Saturday, it is Vancouver. The Whitecaps are coming to town. St. Patrick's Day evening, guys. So do your pub crawls, get all fueled up. Maybe you want to tell Carl, St. Patrick's Day, and then a 7:30 match at Mercedes-Benz.
Crazy. It's going to be bananas.
You'll need three kidneys.
It's going to be bananas. And I don't know if you can announce it. Maybe you know already. But when are we going to find out who we will see in the MLS All-Star Game? I know tickets went on sale or at least, you know, for season ticket holders. But everybody's been asking us that question. We've been saying we don't know.
Yeah, so it's going to be obviously 1st of August All-Star game. Traditionally, the way the MLS has done it, it's against a bigger team, usually from Europe. So it'd be, we were talking about the Champions League. It's usually been that type of team that plays in the Champions League. So, you know, my guess is we'll have the opponent lined up and announced by the end of this month. But, you know, there's no reason to suggest it won't be one of those type of teams, which will be fun because you get to see those players playing against the selection of the MLS All-Star.
I hope it's not Chelsea. I don't want to be conflicted. Anyway, Darren is with us live in studio, as he will be throughout the season, guys. All right, we'll go get our heads right. We'll go get a W, and then next week it'll be so much more fun to have this conversation.
Exactly. Yeah, I hope so, too.
Darren, thank you again for stopping by. And again, I don't know if we're selling these or giving these out. But
Terry,
are
we selling these to the public?
Sweet.
Well, we should. We can make a fortune off
these. These are sweet. Darren, enjoy. We will see you on Sunday.
Cheers, guys. Thanks a lot.
Cheers. Thank you. Darren Eales, guys.